The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
President Trump was wrong to give a white nationalist, an anti-Semite, and a Holocaust denier a seat at the table. And I think he should apologize.
It sounds like Elon Musk wants to come with the actual receipts and justify everything that Trump has said over the last 5 to 6 years.
If you're investing in China, if you have offices in China, get out.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Okay, I'm going to admit I'm not a big soccer fan, but I am today. USA, they got to beat Iran. And I'm going to say Iran. Did you see this reporter yesterday lecturing the USA soccer team and the brilliant response by the young man who happens to be black, who was willing to defend America? To an Iranian reporter? Are you kidding me? This is a regime that is brutal. They are nothing short of evil. And there's a journalist from Iran who has the audacity to lecture us about what a terrible racist nation we are, you know, because of Black Lives Matter and all. Iran? You cannot make this crap up. And so, gosh, I hope we beat Iran 20-0 today. And again, I don't even like soccer. This exchange, I'm telling you what, we are in end time stuff. Think about what it takes for a journalist from Iran, one of the most brutal, evil regimes on the planet, torturing their citizens, murdering, cutting off limbs. I mean, it's a hellscape. And a reporter comes to the World Cup and asks a black soccer player who's the captain of the team, how do you represent a country that is so racist? Oh my gosh, you got to hear this. This is going to put a smile on your face.
Tyler, this question is for you. My name is Mila Jabarmadi from Press TV. First of all, you say you support the Iranian people, but you're pronouncing our country's name wrong. Our country is named Iran, not Iran. Please, once and for all, let's get this clear. Second of all, are you okay to be representing a country that has so much discrimination against black people in its own borders? And we saw the Black Lives Matter movement over the past few years. Are you okay to be representing the U.S.? Meanwhile, there's so much discrimination happening against black people in America.
My apologies on the mispronunciation of your country. That being said, you know, there's discrimination everywhere you go. You know, one thing that I've learned, especially from living abroad in the past years and having to fit in different cultures and kind of assimilate into different cultures, is that in the U.S. we're continuing to make progress every single day. You know, growing up for me, I grew up in a white family with an obviously an African American heritage and background as well. So I had a little bit of different cultures, and I was very easily able to assimilate in different cultures. So you know, not everyone has that ease and the ability to do that. And obviously, it takes longer to understand. And through education, I think it's super important. Like you just educated me now on the pronunciation of your country. So. It's a process. I think as long as you see progress, that's the most important thing.
Doesn't that inspire you? Is that not one of the best things? That young, poised, confident, gracious, humble young man making a fool out of the fool reporter from Iran. I'm not even going to give him that courtesy. It's Iran. Everybody call it Iran today. Don't say Iran. That's the rule on the Mike Gallagher Show today for a Tuesday. It's Iran. I'm old enough to remember bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran. Remember those days? Remember that? Remember that song back? Was that the 70s? It just came back to me because there was a song that was real popular. Are you comfortable with representing a country that has discrimination? You think there's any discrimination going on in Iran? When they're throwing people off buildings for being gay or cutting people's heads off or arms off? Torturing families of the soccer players if they misbehave? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. 1-800-655-MIKE. Welcome aboard. It's Tuesday. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. It's going to be a busy day. Going to be a good day. Yesterday, pretty good day with sponsoring Kids for Our Angel Tree Christmas campaign for Prison Fellowship. Put yourself in the Christmas spirit. Send a Christmas gift to the child of somebody who's in prison. And you will be blessed because you're going to bless these kids. We got a little bit of an issue right now. Tom Tradup on our team is working on it. There's some problem with the cash or the banner at the top of the page. We go through this once in a while. If you go to MikeOnline.com, there should be an Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. But as we discovered today, it's not appearing on a lot of versions. I guess Safari, there's some problems. So give it a shot, though. Please go to MikeOnline.com. $25 will send a Christmas gift, a message from the incarcerated parent, and the Bible and the gospel to a child of an incarcerated prisoner. It's a beautiful ministry. It's a perfect Christmas gift. You will put yourself in the Christmas spirit by kicking things off. And if you can't find the banner at MikeOnline.com, and again, we apologize. We're working on fixing this. But you can just text the keyword ANGEL to our MyPillow text line, which is 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453, and we'll send you back the link where you can make a secure online donation. Or you could just phone in your donation if you'd like. We had a number of people, I think, who donated the $1,000 yesterday, because I'm going to call everybody who made a $1,000 donation. We'll extend that today. If you're blessed and you want to make a $1,000 contribution, I'll give you a personal phone call this week to thank you. We could talk about solving the world's problems together on the phone. You could phone in your gift right now, 888-206-2788. That's 888-206-2788. Or go to MikeOnline.com. There should be an Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. And we thank you very much for your support for our Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Christmas campaign. Yeah, I just got a text message. It was the 1980 hostage crisis. Should we pull that song out of the archives? Think we'd get canceled for that? Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 oh, bomb, Iran. Let's lend a hand. Bomb, Iran. Remember that? We're going to rock the Ayatollah, rock Iran, reel in, and rock Iran. I remember that. I forget who did it. But it was a big hit back, I guess, in 1980. I heard this clip and I thought, of all countries to lecture us about racial unrest in America, an Iranian journalist. You have got to be kidding me. So I'm all about Team USA. Again, I'm not a big soccer fan, but I am today. And I hope Iran wins. I mean, loses. I mean, I hope Iran loses big time. By the way, Mike Pence is now calling on... They're not going to let this dinner with Kanye and the white nationalists go, are they? Yesterday, Kanye... What's it? What does he go by? Ye? Ye? Is it Ye? Kanye? I guess it's Ye for Kanye. Imagine being a multimillionaire and sitting around and saying, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to change my name from Kanye to Ye. Oh, okay. Life must be good for you that's all you're worried about in life. So he goes on a very popular podcast. What's the guy's name? It's Tim Miller. Tim, I can't see you got food in your mouth, Derek, so I can't see what you're saying. Tim Pool, that's right. Tim Pool has got a really popular podcast. A lot of young people, you know, sitting around and yay. And the white nationalist guy, and did Milo go too? I think he went. I think it's Milo that connected the white nationalist and Ye to Trump for this ill-fated dinner. So now, here comes Mike Pence, Trump's vice president, calling on Trump to apologize for the dinner.
President Trump was wrong to give... a white nationalist, an anti-Semite, and a Holocaust denier a seat at the table. And I think he should apologize for it, and he should denounce those individuals and their...
That's on News Nation with Leland Vitter yesterday. Now, I don't know what Mike Pence's endgame is here. I guess he wants to run for president. He knows full well Trump is never going to apologize. He knows Trump better than anybody. So it must be a precursor to Pence thinking he's going to be a presidential candidate. I got a news flash. Mike Pence is not going to be the Republican nominee for president in 2024. So how about you cool it on the cries for and the demands for Trump to apologize? Charlie Heard had a pretty interesting perspective on this dinner last week at Mar-a-Lago. We'll tackle that. Tell me what you think, though. Dive in. 1-800-655-MIKE. Our toll-free number as we kick things off for a Tuesday. 800-655-6453. Let's put your voice, your perspective, front and center here on The Mike Gallagher Show.
Want The Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
Never trust the shadows or a stranger or a friend. Welcome to District 33, a crime-infested slum in which only the strongest and most savvy can hope to survive. A new AI dystopian novel is on the market now by Craig W. Stanfill, and it's called Prophecy of the Heron. Prophecy of the Heron. This is Kim's world, a world set 250 years into the future, yet we seem to be creating it today. 1984 meets The Matrix in this gripping tale of a future in which freedom is dead and the AIs watch your every move. Their power seems unshakable, but things are never as they seem in this virtual world of lies and delusion. Drawing on images of decaying civilizations from classics like Blade Runner and The Hunger Games, Stanfill creates a dark and forbidding world where the only way to survive is to claim the shadows as your own. Prophecy of the Heron is now available on Amazon and other book retailers. Prophecy of the Heron. It's a must read. Read it, get it today.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is The Mike Gallagher Show.
President Trump was wrong to give a white nationalist, an anti-Semite, and a Holocaust denier a seat at the table. I think he should apologize.
It sounds like Elon Musk wants to come with the actual receipts and justify everything that Trump has said over the last 5 to 6 years.
If you're investing in China, if you have offices in China, get out.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Well, there's a lot of voter suppression going on in Georgia. They're setting all kinds of records for early voting. I wonder what Stacey Abrams is going to say about the historic early voting totals in the state of Georgia. All that voter suppression, all that racism going on in Georgia. It's terrible, isn't it? Awful. Herschel Walker has launched a seven-figure statewide advertising blitz highlighting Raphael Warnock's evictions of tenants at his low-income housing complex and domestic violence allegations by his ex-wife. I know none of that's as sexy as Herschel allegedly supporting an abortion 30 years ago, but hey, the voters get to decide. One tenant featured in the ad, a Vietnam War veteran, slammed Raphael Warnock for taking a $7,000 a month tax-free housing allowance from Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Warnock serves as senior pastor and CEO even, while the church's apartment complex tried to evict residents for owing as little as $28 in late rent. The TV campaign comes 8 days before the polls close. I don't even know what to think about Georgia. It's almost like I don't want to hold out hope. I'm clearly pulling for Herschel Walker. I was pulling for him in the midterms. I'm so grateful that Republicans won big in the House of Representatives, and now we have Republican majority control, which will rein in Biden's insane spending and get a lot of things done that would not have been done otherwise. If we have a 50-50 Senate again, if Herschel Walker manages to win, that's a huge game changer because the Democrats will lose a bunch of committee chairs. There's a lot of sort of inside baseball stuff that happens if it's 50-50 rather than 51-49. If it's 51-49, they are one vote away from ending the filibuster and doing incredible damage to the United States. A lot of damage going on in China. A number of people were apparently killed in an apartment fire because the Chinese oppressors had the building locked down and the firefighters couldn't get to the people who died in the fire, including a three-year-old boy. And as word of this fire spread throughout China, millions of Chinese residents have taken to the streets to protest their idiotic attempt at zero COVID. That's what China that, you know, blessed the world with coronavirus. They stupidly think they can have zero COVID. I bet they don't think there's zero flu in China. I bet there's no zero common cold. They think that somehow COVID can be contained. Incidentally, quick note on COVID. And before I forget this, I made a mental note driving into work this morning. I heard a commercial supporting FEMA's program to give people a $9,000 COVID funeral allowance. Have you heard about this? I was going to ask my buddy Mark Davis because I heard it on Case Guy. It was an ad touting FEMA's $9,000 COVID funeral payment. Evidently, if you lose a loved one to COVID, and listen, over a million Americans have died, you can get $9,000. Now, I don't mean to be cruel, and I don't mean to be cold-hearted, Why? Is there a $9,000 cancer death funeral fee that the taxpayers can pay for? Leukemia? Diabetes? Car accidents? I mean, I want to explore this a little further, but maybe you know about this. Maybe you've applied and got the nine. Why would you? I'm trying to say this in a way that I don't come off as a really big fat jerk. Why would you be entitled to the federal government giving you $9,000 to bury a loved one who died from COVID? I'm a little bit of a loss. 1-800-655-MIKE. In fact, if you want to jump on this quickly, because I got a lot of things to cover today. We got a busy Tuesday coming up for you here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Welcome aboard. Thank you for contributing. We're not where we need to be yet. I want to see if we can get maybe 1,000 kids sponsored. We're almost at 700 in our Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Christmas campaign, where you could deliver a Christmas present to the child of somebody who's in prison. It's a beautiful ministry. Please go to MikeOnline.com, click on that Angel Tree banner. I think the last count was 690 children sponsored. More on that in just a moment, but thank you for supporting this. Can you help me understand the $9,000 government money you get if you've lost a loved one to COVID? Loretta is in Apollo Beach, Florida. Hi, Loretta, welcome. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hi.
Can I turn down my radio?
Yeah, please do. Tell me what you've heard about. Do you know about this $9,000 funeral fee?
I have my son-in-law that truly lost his father to COVID.
Okay.
And
I'm sorry.
He is supposed to get the pay for the funeral. I don't think that's what you know about. It's the health pay for the funeral.
Well, I understand. And no, I know. I know that's what it's. I know that's what it's for. But why would that be? Why would the government pay for your friend's mother's funeral?
Because he died of COVID and he didn't have any life insurance, and it was a burden to my son-in-law.
So what happened? But what happened if they died of a heart attack? I mean, I'm just curious. Doesn't it seem strange? Why would there be a COVID funeral payment?
That's what they were offering.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah, I got you.
Like they were offering if you have sick with COVID.
Yeah, I got you. Well, first of all, please know I'm really sorry for your family's loss, and I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm just I'm mystified sometimes when you know how much money, and this, there's no end date on this. There's no end date. This could go on for the next 50 years. So the government now is going to be, and the government means you and me. You and I are going to pay poor families who have lost a loved one to COVID $9,000. And I saw that if there's multiple family members have died, you can get up to $35,000. Now, again, I know about loss. I'm not trying to be cruel here. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just mystified. How about a heart attack funeral fund? How about a diabetes funeral fund? You know how much money is involved in paying funeral expenses for thousands, I don't know, maybe millions of Americans over the next 50 years? This is indefinite? It's confusing. Maybe you can help straighten me out. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Welcome aboard.
You jam our talk lines every day, and we're glad you do. So if you have something on your mind and you can't get through, leave us a voicemail. Call 800-655-MIKE and press option 2 to get it off your chest and maybe on the air on The Mike Gallagher Show.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've helped MyPillow become one of the most extraordinary success stories in America today. Well, now Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to you, a Mike Gallagher listener. The Percale and Giza Dream Bed Sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale now for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code MikeG. Order today because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel made from the finest cotton on earth. Comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order today. Get them while they're hot. Call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Use the promo code MikeG or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Or go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Mike G, or call 800-928-6034 like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G. I want you to hear and see, if you're watching on the Salem News Channel, the Tucker Carlson commentary last night about the draconian and the tyrannical COVID policies of China and the millions and millions of Chinese residents who have taken to the streets, how brave they are, how courageous they have to be to do this. And yet the progressives are strangely silent. This shouldn't be hard, right? Because we should defend the Chinese people who are under the thumb of Xi and the brutal regime, the Chinese regime. But it's so funny, all these big mouths over at the NBA, Steve Kerr and LeBron James, boy, they don't dare criticize China, do they? They're so careful. They twist themselves into a pretzel to avoid being critical of China. And as we're watching people protest this idiotic zero COVID policy. There is not going to be a zero COVID achievement anywhere in the world. There's not. We have learned to live with COVID. I've had it twice. Many people have had it 2-3 times. Most people do fine. I feel like we've had this conversation for, what is it now, 2.5 years. I'm sick of it. We're all sick of it. But why aren't progressives on the side of the Chinese people? Well, Tucker Carlson knows.
Entire Chinese cities had been quarantined, the whole city. Huge numbers of people were forcibly locked inside their own homes, in some cases to starve to death. Secret police cruised the streets, forcing pedestrians into windowless vans for the crime of being outside. Household pets, dogs and cats, were declared unclean and beaten to death on the sidewalk. It was a hellish dystopian scene. So Lane returned to the U.S. to tell Tony Fauci what he'd seen there. But Tony Fauci was not disgusted. He was not appalled by the human rights abuses that Clifford Lane had seen in China. According to a new report in the Epoch Times, based on depositions that emerged this month, Tony Fauci was envious. "This is what we have to do in the U.S., Fauci told Lane. So it's very obvious now that from day one, China was the model that American officials, public health officials, were using to respond to COVID here. And in fact, it still is the model. And in fact, lockdowns are still happening in China. They never really ended. And our public health officials have never stopped applauding those lockdowns. In April of this year, the Chinese government shut down Shanghai. Shanghai is the largest city in China. It's one of the biggest cities in the world. Shanghai has a population 3 times that of New York City. 25 million people. And all of those people, all 25 million, are now suffering indefinite lockdown. Shanghai is the largest prison camp in human history. So why is the Chinese government doing this to its biggest city? Well, no honest person believes it has anything to do with public health, because it doesn't, provably. As of Sunday, yesterday, there were no COVID deaths reported in China, a nation of nearly 1.5 billion people, not one COVID death. So COVID is not a threat to the Chinese government. Political unrest, however, is a threat to the Chinese government. Always has been. And that's the point. In China, as in the United States, COVID policy is not a public health matter. COVID policy is a tool of social control. COVID policy is a way for the people in charge to strip from their population the most basic civil liberties and remain in charge. That's very clear, and that's exactly why our leaders support what's happening in China tonight, because they'd like to see it happen here, too.
Isn't he right? Isn't he right that our leaders, the tepid response, that's the only word to use, Biden's administration, well, you know, we support the right to peacefully, we're not going to tell, that Kirby guy stood up and said, we're not going to tell other countries how to deal with their protest. Wait a minute, you're all about Ukraine. You sure want to be all in for Ukraine, but not China? Why is that? Tucker's right. It's because they want us to be like them. What's happening in China? I think Democrats would love to see the authorities come and weld doors shut and seal apartment buildings and keep people from living their lives. That's kind of the reality we have to face. 800-655-MIKE. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Correct me. Portions of our show brought to you by a wonderful, wonderful book that people are talking about. Never Trust the Shadows or a Stranger or a Friend. Prophecy of the Heron is the book. It's Kim's World, a world set 250 years in the future. 1984 meets the Matrix in a gripping tale of a future in which freedom is dead and the AIs watch your every move. The power seems unshakable. Things are never as they seem in this virtual world of lies and illusion. Drawing on images of decaying civilizations from classics like The Blade Runner, The Hunger Games. It's called Prophecy of the Heron. Prophecy of the Heron. It's available now on Amazon and other book retailers. Prophecy of the Heron. A really compelling, gripping book. Prophecy of the Heron. Available now.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
President Trump was wrong to give a white nationalist, an anti-Semite, and a Holocaust denier a seat at the table. And I think he should apologize.
It sounds like Elon Musk wants to come with the actual receipts and justify everything that Trump has said over the last 5 to 6 years.
If you're investing in China, if you have offices in China, get out.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
There's a fascinating tendency that people on the left have, especially famous rich people. They hate the country that made them rich and famous. Have you noticed that? Athletes, entertainers. People on the left don't want to be proud of this country. And it is a stunning thing to witness. But I want to give you some hope, because not everybody acts that way. I don't know much about the Team USA soccer team in the World Cup. I know that they are facing Iran today. And yesterday, there was an exchange between an Iranian reporter, a journalist from Iran, and the captain of the U.S. team, a guy named Tyler Adams. Now, Tyler Adams, for the benefit of people not watching the show today on the Salem News Channel, Tyler Adams is black. And this Iranian reporter had the gall to browbeat this kid into playing for a team that represents a country that featured Black Lives Matter protests. I'm not kidding you. You cannot fabricate this. I've got the receipts, as the kids like to say. Here's the actual exchange between a journalist representing Iran and the captain of the Team USA soccer team, Tyler Adams.
Tyler, this question is for you. My name is Mila Javamadi from Press TV. First of all, you say you support the Iranian people, but you're pronouncing our country's name wrong. Our country is named Iran, not Iran. please, once and for all, let's get this clear. Second of all, are you okay to be representing a country that has so much discrimination against black people in its own borders? And we saw the Black Lives Matter movement over the past few years. Are you okay to be representing the U.S.? Meanwhile, there's so much discrimination happening against black people in America.
My apologies on the mispronunciation of your country. Yeah, that being said, you know, there's discrimination everywhere you go. You know, one thing that I've learned, especially from living abroad in the past years and having to fit in different cultures and kind of assimilate into different cultures, is that in the U.S. we're continuing to make progress every single day. You know, growing up for me, I grew up in a white family with an obviously an African American heritage and background as well. So I had a little bit of different cultures, and I was very easily able to assimilate in different cultures. So you know, not everyone has that ease and the ability to do that. And obviously, it takes longer to understand. And through education, I think it's super important. Like you just educated me now on the pronunciation of your country. So. It's a process. I think as long as you see progress, that's the most important thing.
Now, I have tremendous admiration for this young man because he answered that question a lot differently than I would. If that's me, I would say, you said you're a reporter from Iran, and then I would fall off the chair and roll around on the floor with howls of laughter. That would be my reaction. You in Iran are asking me why I represent the United States, a country just chock full of racism and discrimination? Because you people in Iran, you get treated really well, don't you? Those ayatollahs and the mullahs and all that, they treat their people like princes and princesses. You cannot believe, honest to gosh. And you know what's even crazier than that exchange, than that reporter's question? And let's again hand it to this young man. What a class act. What a class act. What a gracious, patriotic answer. Yeah, we got problems in America. But how about that? There's a black soccer player who doesn't hate America. Wow. It's like the Loch Ness Monster. We found an athlete who's going to be rich and famous if he's not already. I don't know how this even works. Are these professional athletes that play? So he's probably already got endorsement deals, and he ought to have more, although I don't know. Is Nike going to want him as a spokesman? Nike apparently has shirts where they remove United from United States. This kid is sitting next to his head coach. The head coach is the USA head coach is a guy named Greg Berhalter. He's got a sweatshirt on that just says States. That's right. No United. It simply says States. Not United, just States. Now, think about that for just a moment. A Nike shirt that simply says States, not United States, no red, white, and blue, no eagle, no flag, no nothing, just States. Because that's what they want, of course. I mean, China, I was reading an article over at OutKick, China has to love seeing the American coach wearing a shirt that simply says States. Nothing could be better for the country that seeks to become the world's number one superpower. They want to see us become just a collection of states. Not united, just states. Playing into that crap on the world's biggest stage feels like we lost before we even stepped on the field. I mean, it's unbelievable. And this columnist over at OutKick says, I don't know if this shirt or this sweatshirt was a choice by the coach or simply the shirt he was given, but someone made a terrible decision. And what has also gone unnoticed, he writes, is how proud every other country seems to be of their own land. If you haven't seen some of the other nation's people during their national anthems, it is truly a sight to behold. Watch every Ecuadorian in attendance, including the team, belt out their anthem in unison. Mexican players were literally crying as their national anthem rang out through the stadium. He says, now I'll give credit where credit is due. Unlike the anti-American U.S. women's team, which kneels for the national anthem and quite literally hates the country that has made them famous, the men's team stood with hands over their hearts for our anthem prior to their World Cup match. Having Nike, incidentally, as the main sponsor for the U.S. soccer team flies in the face of everything our nation should stand for. They stay silent on Chinese atrocities while profiting from their labor, yet are quick to point out any indiscretion in America. So it's no surprise that Nike would have such a disgusting, unpatriotic uniform for the coach to wear. Just says states, not united. I mean, you know, Laura Ingraham wrote a book years ago, just shut up and dribble. You know, play the game. When politics and sports or politics and entertainment intersect, catastrophe results. Every time. Every time. And Laura, and she was eviscerated by the left for that book. Oh, they came after her. They still mock her for an expectation. Or no, it was Shut Up and Sing, right? I guess it was Shut Up and Sing. Was that the Barbara? Because that was a reference to Barbara Streisand. And then that became, I guess it is Shut Up and Dribble. But the point is, hey, Barbara, just sing your songs. Hey, LeBron, just shoot at the hoop, would you? Because you guys beclown yourselves, you embarrass yourselves with your wokeness, your pontificating, and I'm sorry, your hatred for America. Think about being the coach of Team USA and wearing this antiseptic, sterile, just states with no patriotic symbol, nothing to signify who you are and who you represent. It's shameful. Our number is 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. The book is Shut Up and Sing. And then I guess there, I don't know where Shut Up and Dribble came from, but that was the original book that Laura Ingraham from Fox News wrote years ago. And it was like a message to all these woke entertainers, just do your job and stay out of politics. 800-6, let's leave politics to the big mouths on the radio, like me. 1-800-655-MIKE, and you, I want your voice front and center. Join me, push 1 to come on air, press 2 to leave a voicemail. Or text us on the MyPillow text line, 800-655-6453.
Support law enforcement? We do too. Gallagher'sHeroes.org.
Early 80s animation and obsession, because Mike, something you said to me yesterday stuck with me, as it usually does through the show and through the day. You remember what it was, the obsession that you talked about?
Well, no, but I'm also grateful I heard your monologue today and you gave me kudos about Republicans embracing early voting and mail-in ballots.
Everybody's kind of the obsession. You talked about the Trump obsession, which is immediate part and parcel to this whole Kanye West, Nick Fuentes craziness. Yep. Let's get to that in a second. But yes, because I'm watching, I guess it was Hannity welcomed Newt last night. Yep. And here's Hannity. He's like channeling you. He's saying, you know, Mr. Speaker, is in a state that you know a lot about in Georgia, isn't it really important that we tell Republicans that if they have, you know, dicey feelings about early voting, okay, we can work that out as a matter of policy. But if it exists, use it. We use it as ardently and as conscientiously as Democrats do. Otherwise, we're going to lose.
We made a big mistake philosophically in rejecting, and I know why we rejected it, because first of all, we're the law and order party. Yeah. We're the ones that believe in doing things by the book, doing it the right way. We also don't like the concept of early voting. I mean, look at Fetterman, how he ran out the clock and made sure that disastrous debate didn't happen until the very 11th hour at the last minute, so that all these people who cast ballots in Pennsylvania never saw how infirm he is.
Correct.
So, but that was, it was evil, but it was brilliant. It was an evil, brilliant act on their part. So that's why we don't like it. However, having said that, I get why we've rejected it. We got to stop rejecting it. We got to embrace it. We have to play in their sandbox if we have any chance of winning elections.
And make it our sandbox. I mean, I know why you phrase it that way, because it is, but let's make it just as much our sandbox as it is there.
Now, first things first, I got a couple of housekeeping items to attend to. I owe you an apology.
What?
You are right. It is daylight saving time.
I know, it sounds weird. I know. I've said savings time my whole life, but it's saving.
Yeah, so. And you were correct, so I owe you $100.
I'm going to donate. I spared you the bet. I don't want to take your money.
No, I don't welch. I don't welch. I'm a man of my word.
In my mind, there was
a bet. So if one party, it's like recording phone calls. If only one party knows, it counts. So I'm the only one that counts, and I'm putting $100 into my kitty for the Angel Tree campaign. We started it yesterday. Carl Jackson, who filled in for me last week, got a little bit of an early jump, but we got about 500 kids sponsored. This is a beautiful ministry that we do every Christmas time. And just for the benefit, because I need help from the Metroplex. Dallas-Fort Worth listeners are some of the Mark Davis fans are some of the most generous, loving, gracious people. And if I don't get a lot of help, we're never going to get our goal. Salem always gives me these crazy goals for our Angel Tree Prison Fellowship campaign. The campaign is simple. Your donation will deliver a Christmas present to a child of an incarcerated American. So a man or woman who's in prison, their child is going to receive, thanks to the love of our listeners, a Christmas gift. And not only will they get a gift that is picked out particularly for that child based on the local Angel Tree connection that they have in their community. It might be a basketball. It might be a doll for a little girl. It could be it's a host of gifts. They also will get a personalized message from their mom or dad in prison. And finally, best part of all, they're going to get the gospel.
They're going to get a Bible.
So this is a life-changing donation. It's only $25 per child. Now, all the other Salem National hosts are also participating.
Here we go.
Hewitt's got a goal of about 800 kids.
Yeah.
Gorka's got a goal of about 600 kids.
What's yours?
7,800 children.
Stop that. You made that up.
I'm not. If you go to my website, MikeOnline.com, and look at the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page, there's a counter at the bottom of the link that shows the goal. It's like one of those thermometers.
Right.
Now I did my best yesterday. We're off to a pretty good start.
Yes.
I have 615 children sponsored. I did 500 yesterday, which is pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not great. It's good. Do the math. I'm at about 7% of my goal.
We will help you achieve greatness. We will help you become great. We will make Mike great again.
Please make this campaign great again, because I'm sweating. I'm not kidding you. I'm up at night staring at the ceiling thinking, Lord, I'm never going to hit. And I'm praying without ceasing. How do I hit 7? Because 7,800 kids, you know what the math is. That's $195,000 I got to raise.
That's right.
Now, we've done it before. Mm-hmm. The reason I've got this crazy number is because that was the crazy number that our listeners delivered last year.
You have the curse of success. They say, look what he's done before.
What have you done for me lately? So, but it's a beautiful ministry. Think about kicking off the Christmas season by delivering a Christmas present and a message and the gospel to these kids who've done nothing wrong. These are children who are not going to have their parent at Christmas time. And I know what that feels like, not to have mom or dad at Christmas. To be able to deliver this message of joy, of hope, of inspiration, gosh, it gives you such a great feeling. So please go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. I did a thing yesterday. I might extend it today. Mm-hmm. For every $1,000 donor this week only, I'll personally call that donor and thank them, and we'll have a nice conversation about saving the world together. So anybody makes a $1,000 donation, I'm going to extend it for Dallas listeners today. For Dallas-Fort Worth listeners who might want to donate the $1,000. But whatever you can give, $25, $20, $1,000, $10,000, we got a long way to go. Please go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page, or you could just text the keyword ANGEL to my text line, which is 800-655-MIKE. So just text the keyword ANGEL to 800-655-6453. We'll send you back the link to make a donation, and thank you in advance for anything you can do to help us support
We have got your back.
Thank you. Now, so that's the two. And incidentally, final housekeeping question. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the text line, which I love because it's like our live focus group, I finally talked you into joining the text world.
It's the best thing to happen to the show since the arrival of me.
You're welcome. Absolutely, because I'm not just stuff
on the fly, but specific questions. I think I envision something next week. There's some things you can do via call and via text. Like, what do you want this Republican House to do? Pick one thing that you want them to do most of all. I'm going to ask that, and I know I'll get calls on it, but there are some people who don't have 3-4 minutes to be on the phone, but they got 10 seconds to send a text, and boom, there it is.
Now, thank you for giving me some great material for my show later today, because your point about I'm not a soccer fan. Full admission, full confession. And people get mad at me. I'd rather watch paint dry. And the idea the other day of, oh my gosh, it was a 0-0 tie. Isn't that great? That's like going to a game. Not a no-hitter, but you don't see anybody score any runs or a football game. Nobody ever crosses the goal line.
But a no-hitter is awesome, right?
Well, of course, that's what I'm saying, without the no-hitter. And the no-hitter, you can be. But think about a football game where nobody ever scores.
Right, exactly.
That's a real laugh a minute. So soccer, not my thing. Mm-hmm. It is today. When I heard that clip of that young man. Now, first of all, Mark, let's set this up for people who didn't hear it. Where's the reporter? Is the reporter
from Iran?
The reporter is representing Iran?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You're going to tell me that an Iranian reporter who covers Iran.
Yes.
Iran right now, they're telling the families of the players, you either win or you're going to get tortured. This tyrannical, lunatic regime, Iran, they cut people's hands off. They throw people from buildings. This is a lunatic regime, frankly. They're going to lecture us about racism at a press conference at the World Cup soccer tournament?
Tyler Adams, our captain, took a question from an Iranian reporter who said, how do you feel representing a country where there is so much racism? And he delivered a masterful answer, saying, look, we're all making progress. There's discrimination everywhere. His answer was great. And then the Iranian reporter said, by the way, you're mispronouncing our country. It's not Iran, it's Iran. And Tyler said, okay, sorry.
Well, according to news reports out of Iran, not Iran. The regime is threatening to imprison or torture families of players. I'm reading here from the Daily Wire.
This is a source,
according to CNN.
That's a motivator.
Comes courtesy of a source involved in the security of the games if the team refuses to behave.
So that's not about lose and we'll torture you.
No, it's about behave.
Gesture, because these young men on the Iranian
that ain't much
team,
better.
We got to compartmentalize. The Iranian regime is evil. The Iranian people have a spirit of reform in them that we should all pray for their success.
Absolutely, the
Iranian team is of a young and vibrant generation that's probably on board for all of these reforms. They don't want to live in a Stone Age theocracy anymore. And I think in one of their earlier games, I think they like were kind of stoic during the anthem. I don't know if they knelt or anything like that, as a protest for what their government is doing. And as I said here on the show, that's an anthem protest I could, you know, that I can support, because that's a players for a country.
Exactly.
Seeing their country objectively do something that's evil and having something to say about it. But then I said, how do those guys come home after doing that?
But you just made a distinction that's so crucial, and it applies to the Chinese situation.
Yep.
Because it's the same distinction. The Chinese people should not be faulted for Xi and the evil communist dictatorship of the CCP. Now, you got millions of people taking to the streets right now.
Yep.
Think about the guts. We talked about this yesterday, the courage it takes. But let's talk about the gutlessness of a company like Apple. Now, I admit I'm an Apple guy.
Me too.
I've got iPhones out the wazoo, okay? I mean, and you mean to tell me that Apple is siding with Xi and the regime in reportedly disabling the airdrop feature, where protesters cannot communicate with other protesters in China right now thanks to Apple disabling the airdrop feature? You mean to tell me an American-based technology company, Apple, is siding with that evil regime and trying to shut down these peaceful protests in the streets of China? You got to be kidding me. I'm about to go to Android.
From Apple to the NBA to any one of a number of other entities, corporate world, sports world. Precisely. So the degree to which they will bow down for, and it's always about economics, because with Apple, it's about economics. With NBA, it's their huge fan base and marketplace for selling stuff in China. They're doing it based on the almighty dollar.
A disgusting, disgusting display. Incidentally, it's also interesting when you see in weird places a point of view that you don't expect it to come from a certain place.
Yeah.
Washington Post this morning. Headline, no, conservative commentators are not responsible for mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
It's an absolutely brilliant piece by Megan McArdle. Now, the comments, sometimes I look at the comments after an article like this.
Stop looking at the comments.
Oh, I know. But it's fun because the Washington Post readers are losing their minds.
Oh, good point. I see what you mean, yes.
They can't believe that this woman correctly points out that it is ridiculous to blame Republican commentators, progressive commentators. We didn't blame progressives for the guy that tried to kill the Republican congressman at the baseball field, Bernie Sanders supporter.
No, we don't do that. No.
And she makes a great piece. And she points out that the guy that walked into the LGBT nightclub in Colorado Springs, before he had even been arraigned, commentators all over the place were confidently suggesting, oh, here was another right-wing lunatic.
MAGA hat-wearing.
Yep.
Hasn't the shooter identified himself as non-binary?
Correct. Yeah. He said that apparently his attorneys informed the court that their client identifies as non-binary.
Great.
And uses they-them pronouns.
Great.
And incidentally, after that happened, poof, that story went away.
Exactly.
No more media interest.
It can no longer be weaponized, if you'll pardon that term for that.
The horrific shooting in Orlando, the Pulse Massacre, which still just makes me... I went to Orlando to cover that. It was such a horrific, horrific, event. Again, right away, homophobia. Well, turns out that the guy reportedly didn't really even know that it was a gay bar. He was a terrorist. He went in there. The analysis came out afterwards that the facts complicated the narrative. Pulse appeared to have been chosen at random by an Islamic State follower who may not have even realized that it was a gay nightclub. So, you know, good for this one writer at the Washington
Post.
We got to take a big deep breath and just have, and thank you for helping me kick off this.
Yes, MikeOnline.com, MikeOnline.com, click the angel tree and send not just a note, not just a present, but the message of the gospel to these kids who through no fault of their own have their lives are complicated enough. Mom and or dad in jail, and we're going to help them out. Angel tree at MikeOnline.com.
You got it. Thank you, Mark. Love you.
Happy Tuesday. Mike Gallagher here for you as soon as we're done, 10 a.m. right here on 660 a.m. The Answer.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.